Let us turn in our Bibles to the book of Daniel, chapter 7. Daniel, chapter 7, we'll read verses 9 and 10. After we read, say in the book of Daniel, Daniel 7, verses 9 and 10. It reads, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousand thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. So here, Daniel speaks of a judgment taking place. And at the end of verse 10, he says, the books were opened. The name of my sermon today is Heaven's Record Books. And the purpose of my sermon is to explain what those books are that are mentioned in Daniel 7:10. In the same book, let's turn to chapter 12, verse 1. Daniel 12, 1. It reads, And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. So this is one very serious time, friends. Continuing, and at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. Notice the ending of that verse mentions Daniel's people, or God's people specifically, being delivered. And it says, everyone that shall be found written in the book. So Daniel mentions there being a book where the names of the people who are delivered are found. Moses also mentions a book that has names in it. Let's turn to Exodus 32. Exodus chapter 32, and we'll start with verse 32. Exodus chapter 32. Starting with verse 32. Exodus chapter 32. We'll read verses 32 and 33. This is the incident where the Israelites had made a golden calf for themselves to worship, and Moses found out about it. And what does Moses do? He pleads for them. He reaches the point where he's less concerned about his own salvation. Despite the sin these people are committing, he's more concerned for their salvation than his own. Verse 32 reads, this is Moses speaking to the Lord, Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book, which thou hast written. Blot me out, he says, out of your book, which you have written. Verse 33, And the Lord said unto Moses, Whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. I'm sure the Lord was very pleased with Moses' reflection of his character, being less concerned about his own salvation. But at the same time, the Lord is telling him, it doesn't work that way. Whoever sins against me, him will I blot out of my book. David tells us in the Psalms what book this is. Psalm 69, 28. Psalm 69, 28. Speaking of the wicked, David says, let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous. We'll stop right there. There we have it. It's the book of the living. And whose names are in there? The names of the righteous. The names of the wicked are not found in the book of the living. And stay where you are in Psalms. I'll read a couple of two verses to you from the New Testament. Where is this book of the living located? Jesus speaks to his other group of disciples, known as the 70. And the 70 were given the power to cast demons out of people, or devils. And Jesus says unto them, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. So this book of the living is located in heaven. And what does it have? The names of the righteous written in it. And the Apostle Paul also mentions this book. And that the verse that I just read was Luke 10, verse 20. And the Apostle Paul, again, mentions this book. He says, and I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are written in the book of life. And that's the name we most commonly call it by, the book of life. And again, it's a book in heaven with the names of the righteous written in it. So heaven has a record of God's people, or the righteous. And it's called the book of life. But the Bible mentions other books. Going back to the Psalms, we'll turn to Psalm 56, verse 8. Psalm 56, verse 8. It reads, thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? So David mentions his wanderings and his tears. What would that be? That refers to David's deeds, things he did. Wandering, crying. He says, are they not written in thy book? He makes another comment about himself. Let's turn to Psalm 40, 7 and 8. It reads, Psalm 40, 7 and 8. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. So this book that David's talking about tells us that, it tells us about, or tells heaven, I'm sorry, about his tears, his wanderings. And here he mentions that it has a record of him delighting to do God's will, and that God's law is written in his heart. Nehemiah also mentions this book. Before Psalms, you have Job, before Job, Esther, before Esther, Nehemiah. Let's turn to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 13, verse 14. Nehemiah 13, 14. As mentioned, this book has a record again. In David's case, it has a record of his tears, his wanderings, his delight to do God's will, God's law being in his heart. What does Nehemiah say? Nehemiah 13, 14. He says, remember me, O my God, concerning this, and wipe not out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my God and for the offices thereof. He asks the Lord not to wipe out his good deeds. What would that mean? That would mean Don't wipe out the record you have of my good deeds. So heaven has a record of a person's good deeds. It has a righteous person's name in the book of life. It also has a book that has a record of their good deeds. Incredible. God actually, despite our sinfulness, God is actually interested in our good deeds. So that if your name is in the book of life, he'll also have a record of your good deeds, the good things you've done. And yet he's willing to cast our sins into the sea. Praise God. But let's find out the name of this book. The last book of the Old Testament tells us this book's name. Let's turn to Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. It reads in Malachi 3:16, "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and that thought upon his name." So the Lord acknowledges it when a person fears him. Of course, to fear God doesn't mean to be scared of him or terrified of him. It means to hold him in awe or reverence, to have great respect for him. So he acknowledges when a person fears the Lord, and when people fellowship with one another in fear of God, in a book of remembrance. He hears them, and a book of remembrance is written before him for them. This is the book that has the records of the good deeds of the righteous. So we've seen from the Bible two books so far, two record books in heaven. One, the book of life, having the names of the righteous in it. Two, the book of remembrance, having the righteous good deeds recorded in it. So heaven has a record of these things. Unfortunately, friends, heaven has a record of something else. Let's go back to Psalms 130, verse 3. Psalm 130, verse 3. Here the psalmist says, "If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand?" So the Lord has a record of iniquities. Iniquities that have not been confessed. Iniquities that have not been forsaken. Iniquities that have not been covered by the blood of Christ. There's a record of them. And if God has a record of our iniquities, friends, how shall we stand? And as the psalmist puts it, who shall stand? Let's turn now to the book of Isaiah, chapter 65. Isaiah chapter 65, verses 6 and 7. It reads, "Behold," Isaiah 65, verses 6 and 7. Again, it reads, "Behold, it is written before me." So there you have it. God says, "It is written before me. I will not keep silence, but will recompense," that means reward, "even recompense into their bosom your iniquities." Remember, iniquities are sins. "And the iniquities of your fathers together, saith the Lord, which have burned incense upon the mountains and blasphemed me upon the hills. Therefore will I measure their former work into their bosom." But friends, while this context is speaking about specific sins, God still, if we sin, God has a record of those sins. If they are not confessed and forsaken, praise God. If they're confessed and forsaken, he'll erase them. But if they're not confessed and forsaken, he still has a record of them. I don't know about you, friends. I don't want my sins recorded in heaven. I want them blotted out. We won't turn yet to Revelation, but the book of Revelation tells us what will happen if you don't have your sins blotted out. Let's go to the very next book, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 22. It reads in Jeremiah 2, verse 22, "For though thou wash thee with nitre, and take thee much soap, yet thine iniquity is marked before me, saith the Lord God." How much clearer can the word of God get? God says, your iniquity is marked or written before me. So the Bible tells us that heaven has a record of something else, a record of iniquities. This would be, most of the time, called the book of iniquities, or just the opposite of the book of life. What would that be? Exactly, the book of death. Friends, I don't want your names written in the book of death. I don't want my name in there either. Tragically, many people's names will be in there, more names in there than in the book of life. Jesus even makes reference to this book. I'll just read this to you. He says, "A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." So there he's speaking about men's deeds, and he's saying they will give account for them. Let us turn together back to the Old Testament, book of Ezekiel, chapter 18. We'll be starting with verse 21. So again, friends, we read about three books that are in heaven. The book of life. Again, it has the names of the righteous in it. The book of remembrance, which has the good deeds of the righteous recorded in it. And then the book of iniquities, or the book of death, which has the names of sinners in it and what their sins are. If your name's in the book of life, praise God, your sins have been blotted out, covered by the blood of Christ. But if you have a sin in your life that has been unconfessed, unforsaken, friends, that sin is there in the book of death. And in Ezekiel chapter 18, we'll start with verse 21. This gives us a very serious warning, but it also gives us words of hope. It reads, this is the Lord speaking to Ezekiel, "But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die." Praise God. As it says in the New Testament, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse 22, "All his transgressions that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he hath done, he shall live." So praise God. If we have a sin in our life, we can turn from it, and God will not mention it to us. Verse 24, same chapter, "But when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity, and doeth according to all the abominations that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? All his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned. In his trespass that he hath trespassed, and in his sin that he hath sinned, in them shall he die. So we're given a very serious warning again. If your name right now is in the book of life and you're listed as one of the righteous, but if you turn away from your righteousness and commit iniquity, guess what? Your name gets transferred to the book of death. And your sins are marked along with your name. But if you turn from your wicked ways, if any of us turn from our wicked ways, praise God, our names can be erased from the book of death and our sins blotted out and our names in the book of life. And that's where we want them to stay, our names to stay, friends. And as we walk with the Lord, we can have our names, our good deeds, our names with our good deeds in the book of remembrance. Let us read verse 26, same chapter. The thoughts are repeated. When a righteous man turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and dieth in them, for his iniquity that he hath done shall he die. Again, when the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. Why? Verse 28, because he considereth. He thinks about it. He has a change of mind. That's repentance, friends. Because he considereth and turneth away from all his transgressions that he hath committed, he shall surely live. He shall not die. Isn't that wonderful? We all have a chance. But our sins must be confessed and forsaken once and for all, friends. We cannot continue in them. And it says in verse 30, therefore I will judge you. Remember, we read in Daniel 7 about a judgment taking place and the books being opened. The information in those books will be the basis for how God judges us. They already are the basis for the people the people who are dead or asleep that God is judging or has judged. They will be the basis for those who are still alive when Jesus comes again, how they are judged. Verse 30 again, therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his way, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Friends, may we, by the grace of God, not have iniquity for our ruin. We need to turn away from it. In closing, let us turn to the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible. Chapter 22. We'll read verses 11 and 12. Actually, let's read verses 10 and 11. We'll read 12 later. It reads, and he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. What time is that? Verse 11, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. There will come a time, friends, when Jesus will no longer be reviewing those books. He'll have a record of who is unjust, who is filthy, who is righteous, who is holy. And the decision will be made. Let them remain that way. Let them remain that way. In other words, whoever's names are in the book of life, let them stay there. Whoever's names are in the book of death with their sins, let them stay there. Whoever's names are in the book of remembrance with their good deeds, let them stay there. There will come that time when the records are not being changed. Everything will be set in stone. And Jesus will be coming again. Let's back up to chapter 20 and read verses 12 and 15. Speaking of the final judgment of the wicked, the prophet John says, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works." Verse 15, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." That's a warning, friends. I don't know about all the rest of you. I don't want to be in the lake of fire. At the same time, I want to be sure that God is the one I want to spend eternity with, not the ways of this world. That's what we all need to be sure of. That God is first and foremost in our lives, and that we are willing to confess and forsake our sins. And we have to do that. Confess and forsake our sins, that they may be blotted out and our names may be in the book of life. Back to chapter 22, verse 12. Jesus says, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be." May we, friends, have our sins blotted out. By the grace of God, may our names be in the Lamb's book of life. And may we be ready to meet Jesus in peace when he comes again. Amen? Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for giving us your holy word and giving us the warnings that you give us, but at the same time, the reassuring words of hope. And we thank you so much for giving us Jesus, and that in him we have the hope of eternal salvation. We thank you for the angels protecting us, for sending the Holy Ghost to comfort, guide, and teach us, and again, for giving us Jesus. In his precious and worthy name we pray. Amen.